It's been my honor to welcome a friend, President Talamani, back to the Oval Office. He is the president of a free Iraq. He is a man who's been on the front lines of helping to unify Iraq and to help Iraq recover from a brutal regime, that of Saddam Hussein. I complimented the president on the progress that the government has made. I've complimented the president on the fact that as security has improved, he and his fellow officials are reaching out to all aspects of society to help people realize the blessings of a free life. There's still a lot of work to be done. We recognize that. We talked a variety of subjects. We talked about a strategic framework agreement that suits the Iraqi government. We talked about elections and different laws that have been passed. I did compliment the president on working hard to see to it that the legislative session this year has been very successful. And we talked about the fact that the economy is improving and that the attitude of the people there has improved immeasurably over the years. And so I welcome you here. I'm proud of what you've done. And I thank you for the tough decisions so that the people of free Iraq can realize hopes and dreams. Welcome.
Well, I'm proud to have the honor of meeting President George Bush, whom we consider as a liberator of Iraq from the worst kinds of dictatorship, as a great friend of Iraqi people. I'm grateful for what he said about me, but I agree with him that we are going to work together for having this agreement, strategic agreement between United States and Iraq, and also to continue our cooperation in our struggle against terrorism for promotion of democracy in Iraq and in Middle East. We are proud to have such a good friends here in this great country, and I think I can say that we can pass this year two important laws of oil and election, and we are now going to reunite our government by bringing Tawfiq also to the, I mean Sunni representatives to the Iraqi National Unity government headed by our Prime Minister Nur al-Maliki. I also briefed our great friend about the achievements which Iraq had done in struggle against terrorism and against militias who were making troubles for Iraq and threatening civil war. Now I can say that Iraq, big part of Iraq, is stable and secured and liberated from the danger of terrorism and militia. Yes, some places still, there are some groups remain here and there, but I think big achievements which have done this year with the support of the United States Army and government and with the friendly advisors from President Bush, I can say that we are proud to achieve good successes in Iraq, and our economy is growing. We have also big steps forward for national reconciliation. We improved our relation with our neighbors, with Turkey, with Egypt, with Jordan, with Kuwait. We normalized our relation with Iran and Syria also. So Iraqi government is now going to play its role in the Arab world as the one founder of the Arab League, and there is no, I think, no more any kind of isolation of our government. We are doing our best for this agreement, strategic agreement with the United States of America. I think we had very good, important steps towards reaching to finalize this agreement, and we continue our struggle to our efforts to reach, inshallah, very soon this agreement. I'm again to thank here, I'm again here to thank our great friend President Bush and American great people for their sacrifice and their support for Iraqi people. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.